Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know what? I want to hear from you. I want to know what you thought of the president's speech last night. I want you to give me a call at 877-895-5410. I'm going to go a different direction with his speech because I'm going to read you an article from Pat Buchanan. I really like Pat Buchanan, and I like him because of the years of wisdom that he has. Yes, I know he had a career in politics, but the years of wisdom. And I thought you would find this very interesting and timely. He titled his article, "Is Trump's Agenda Being Eclipsed?" Is Trump's Agenda Being Eclipsed? What do you think? What did you think of his speech last night? I have not become the king's first minister in order to preside over the liquidation of the British Empire, said Winston Churchill to cheers at the Lord Mayor's luncheon in London back in November of 1942. True to his word, the great man did not begin the liquidation. When his countrymen threw him out in July of 1945, the role fell to Clement Attlee, who began the liquidation. Churchill, during his second premiership, from 1951 to 1955, would continue the process, as would his successor, Harold Macmillan, until the greatest empire the world had ever seen had vanished. While its demise was inevitable, the death of the empire was hastened and made more humiliating by the wars into which Churchill had helped to plunge Britain, wars that bled and bankrupted his nation. At Yalta in 1945, Stalin and FDR treated the old imperialist with something approaching bemused contempt. War is the health of the state, but the death of empires. The German, Austro-Hungarian, Russian, and Ottoman empires all fell in World War I. World War II ended the Japanese and the Italian empires, with the British and the French following soon after. The Soviet Empire collapsed in 1989, and Afghanistan delivered the coup de grace. Is it now the turn of the Americans? Asks Pat Buchanan. Persuaded by his generals, Mattis at Defense, McMaster's on the National Security Council, Kelly as Chief of Staff, President Trump is sending some 4,000 troops, more U.S. troops, to Afghanistan to augment the 8,500 already there. Like Presidents Obama and Bush, he does not intend to preside over a U.S. defeat in its longest war, nor do his generals. Yet how can we defeat the Taliban with 13,000 troops when we fail to do so with 100,000 Obama sent? The new troops are to train the Afghan army to take over the war, to continue eradicating the terrorist elements like ISIS, and to prevent Kabul and other cities from falling to a Taliban now dominant in 40% of the country. Yet what did the great general whom Trump so admires, Douglas MacArthur, say of such a strategy? He said, "War's very object is victory, not prolonged indecision." Is not prolonged indecision what the Trump strategy promises? Is not prolonged indecision what the war policies of Obama and Bush produced in the last 17 years? Understandably, he says, Americans feel they cannot walk away from this war, for there is the certainty as to what will follow when we leave. When the British left Delhi in 1947, millions of former subjects died during the partition of the territory into Pakistan and India and the mutual slaughtering of Muslims and Hindus. When the French departed Algeria in 1962, the Harkis they left behind paid the price of being loyal to the mother country. When we abandoned our allies in South Vietnam, the result was mass murder in the streets, concentration camps, and hundreds of thousands of boat people in the South China Sea, a final resting place for many. In Cambodia, it was a Holocaust. Trump, however, was elected to end America's involvement in Middle East wars. And if he has been persuaded that he simply cannot liquidate these wars, Libya, Syria, Iraq, Yemen, Afghanistan, he will likely end up sacrificing his presidency, trying to rescue the failures of those who worked hardest to keep him out of the White House. Consider the wars active and potential Trump faces. War between Russia and the West seems nearly inevitable. No self-respecting nation facing inexorable encirclement by an alliance of hostile neighbors can allow such pressures and forces to continue indefinitely. Eventually, Russia must protect its interests through military action. If Pyongyang tests another atom bomb or ICBM, some national security aides to Trump are not ruling out preventive war. Trump himself seems hell-bent on tearing up the nuclear deal with Iran. This would lead inexorably to a U.S. ultimatum where Iran would be expected to back down or face a war that would set the Persian Gulf ablaze. Yet the country did not vote for confrontation or war. America voted for Trump's promise to improve ties with Russia, to make Europe shoulder more of the cost of its defense, to annihilate ISIS, and extricate us from Mideast wars to stay out of future wars. America voted for economic nationalism and an end to the mammoth trade deficits with the NAFTA nations, EU, Japan, and China. America voted to halt the invasion across our southern border and to reduce legal immigration to ease the downward pressure on American wages and the competition for working class jobs. Yet today, we hear talk of upping and extending the U.S. troop presence in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Syria, of confronting Iran, of sending anti-tank and anti-aircraft weapons to Ukraine to battle pro-Russian rebels in the East. Can the new custodians of Trump's populist, nationalist, and America First agenda, the generals and the Goldman Sachs alumni associates, be entrusted to carry it out? What do you think? I thought Pat Buchanan put that very well. 877-895-5410. What did you think of President Donald Trump's speech last night? Where are we headed? Is that why you elected him? 877-895-5410. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. And, of course, we have to talk about the president's speech last night. I want to hear from you. What did you think of the president's speech? I didn't dislike it all. I am a little confused. I thought we were going to get ourselves out of this mess. What do you think the intentions truly are? Is it, again, another corporate war? Or just continuing to be a corporate war? Is he going to get us in there and get us out? 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Well, I'm going to, here's somebody from the left talking about it. Now, Pat Buchanan's not from the left. And the thing with Pat Buchanan, when he speaks or when he writes, he brings all this history in and he looks at things in a different way. That man can see that forest as well as all the individual trees. He's no fool. I really do enjoy reading Pat Buchanan's articles and listening to him. Well, Mike Allen is the co-founder of Politico. He says Trump's Afghan plan will have the U.S. not winning but not losing. The plan will have a U.S. not winning but not losing, he wrote. The U.S. General John Nicholson, the top commander of American and NATO forces in Afghanistan, told Congress in February that the coalition has been facing a stalemate in the war-ravaged country for years. A stalemate. Well, I know a lot of that, and that's what they're screaming about now or talking about now, was that President Obama wouldn't let them actually get in there and fight. We saw this in Vietnam, just like Pat Buchanan said. We pulled out. and many of the South Vietnamese were just absolutely slaughtered. By the way, put this in your little cap and remember this. When we were bringing the refugees over here, not terrorists, the refugees over here from Vietnam, the governor, Brown, who's Governor Brown now, he wasn't at that time, of California, was adamantly against it, as was Vice President Joe Biden. He wasn't vice president then, he was a senator, was against it, adamantly against bringing in those refugees from Vietnam that posed no threat as far as, terrorists. I'm sorry, we have a caller and I missed I was talking. We have Rich from New York. Rich, how are you today?
Hi, Beth Ann. I'm good, and I hope you are too. Happy birthday. I heard a couple weeks back you had one.
I had one in July. Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're welcome. I don't have a television, but I was listening to that speech, and I mean, since Donald Trump started running for president, I've really been paying attention to him. And I've got a crazy suggestion that wasn't Donald Trump last night.
Well, it wasn't the rallies that we hear. It was a different his speech was very similar of how he presented it as it was when he talked to Congress in February.
I mean, normally when Donald, I mean, like I said, I don't have a TV, but I have.
Well, I watched it on TV. So.
Well, see. I mean, Donald Trump, when he talks, he's always got a glass of water and he sips. A friend of mine said she didn't see any water. He'd made an awful lot of fumbles with his vocabulary. And he, if it was really him, he, sounded like he had cotton mouth, like he needed a drink or something. And, I mean, I'm thinking it's not him. It wasn't, I don't think it was him.
Oh, well, it was him. I watched it. It was him. And he didn't really fumble, but he was using a teleprompter. He was actually reading his speech, which normally when he does these rallies, he's all pretty much impromptu, you know, it's just what off the cuff. And this was not the case last night. Neither was the one when he presented it before Congress. He had the same kind of demeanor, the same tone of voice, keeping it calm and trying to just get through the message. It was him. I watched him and I didn't watch to see if he took a sip of water or not, but I did watch him, and he was speaking before the troops. He was speaking in front of military, and so it was him, but it was a lot different. He's going to be in a rally today in Phoenix, Arizona. You'll see a whole different side of him, I'm certain, and I'm hoping he doesn't stir up too many hornets' nests or we don't end up with some violent protests going on there. And you know, but it was him. I did watch it, and he delivered this speech, and you know, I'm not a military minded person. If we're going to do something, let's do it and get home and get out of it. But again, there's other things that seem to always fall into place with these wars, Rich, and I don't know. Anyway, I appreciate your call. Thank you for calling from New York City, New York anyway, New York State. Appreciate it. So on the left, they're saying this is just going to keep going on and on and on, which is what the fear in most of our hearts are, because we're worried that that's what's really going to continue. I hope that President Trump is going to be true to his word. And, you know, he said in the speech last night that when you become president, things look different. And I know you've got more information in front of you when you're on the outside, whether you're on a committee or some other kind of a council or an occupation, when you get into an office that you think you could do this or do that, and you get there and you have more information in front of you than you did when you were looking in from the outside. He is surrounded by generals. I know that the military has been upset for a long time because they haven't been allowed to get in there and fight the stuff and get done. But I also know that they like to get in and fight. So we're just going to have to ride this one out and see what happens, I guess. But I want to hear from you. Many of you have more of a military mind than I do at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I have an article here by Fred Lucas. We've read some of his stuff before. He's writing for the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation. And he sets aside here six takeaways as Trump commits U.S. to defeat the enemy in Afghanistan. Number one is a change of mind. Trump noted his position as a candidate for president when he was opposed to escalating the conflict in Afghanistan. Americans, he said, are weary of war without victory. My original instinct, he said last night, was to pull out. And historically, I like following my instincts. But all of my life, I heard that decisions are much different when you sit behind the desk in the Oval Office. So I studied Afghanistan in great detail and from every angle. After my meetings over many months, we held our final meeting last Friday at Camp David with my cabinet and generals to complete our strategy. That was part of his speech last night. We have Joe from Virginia. Joe, how are you today?
Hey, Miss Beth. Thanks a lot for taking my phone call.
Okay.
Let me turn that radio down.
Yes, please.
Yes, ma'am. I kind of like that idea that you had about General MacArthur, and I hope you bring out some more quotes on him as time goes by. But I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
If we want to send a donation out there to you, can we just write like CCS,
CSC,
California, Missouri?
It's CSC.
Yes, CSC.
Talk Radio.
Common Sense Coalition.
And it's Post Office Box 73.
73.
California, Missouri.
Right. And zip code?
65018.
5018.
65018.
Hey, Miss Beth, I want to say something else too. Since Miss Riley passed away, it looks like to me you're the real history teacher over here, and I want to thank you very, very much for it.
Well, thank you. I don't think I am, but I appreciate that. And
well,
George,
I think you are.
Well, appreciate that. Thank
well,
you.
Well, how many
so
people
much.
You know up to task who mentioned General MacArthur's name?
Well, I was gleaning from Pat Buchanan there, so I can't claim my intelligence. I'm going to claim his, but I appreciate you. At least I'm here to be a voice for Pat once in a while. I appreciate that. Thank you very much, Joe. And thank you for the donation ahead of time. I appreciate that. It's very, very much needed. Thank you. This article goes on to explain the second point of Donald Trump's. It's got 6 points here that we can take away from the speech last night of the president. I want to hear about you. I want to hear from you. Did you listen to the speech and what did you think about it? 877-895-5410. 877-895-5410. One thing that makes me skeptical is that Lindsey Graham was 100% on board. I'm always worried when that man's 100% on board. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to put the article on hold, which gives you the 6 takeaway points from the speech, and we're going to go straight to the phone line since I've asked people to call and what's your opinion. William from Delaware. William, how are you today?
Yes, good morning, Beth Ann. How are you?
I'm doing good, sir. Thank you.
Okay, well, I have watched the speech, and I have very, very mixed feelings.
Yeah, kind of that's where I'm at.
Exactly. I think President Trump is an honest man. I think he's a good man. But I'm afraid, based on last night's speech, I think he has been co-opted by the Israeli lobby. Simply reason by stated why. We are now in the Middle East fighting under the guise of terrorism in that whole region, when in fact what we are doing is pretty much guaranteeing Israeli interest and security in the region. Our military, they're wonderful people. They do the job well.
Yes.
But they report to the president and they report to Congress. And most congressmen in our country have been co-opted by the American-Israeli Political Action Committee. A lot of them are neocons, as you know. And basically, this new mission where we're now going to go in and selectively bomb sites in Pakistan and ally with India, who is a ally of Israel, and by the way, is one of their largest trading partners as well. All of this has the hidden brand of the Israeli lobby's approval behind it.
Well, now, I was when I was on the shortwave show prior to this show with Melody Cederstrom, she was talking about the oil and the pipeline there. And, of course, they said the poppy fields were about gone till we got in there. Now the poppy fields are thriving. We send farmers as well as troops in. And so it goes back to it's about money. It goes back to it's about oil.
Exactly.
Which makes me wonder, are we ever going to get out of there? So I'm like you. I have mixed feelings. If we really mean to go in there and get rid of ISIS and get back home, let them take care of their own governing. They can decide whether they want to be this or that as far as governing. And let them back home and take care of home. But I just have this little sick feeling in the pit of my stomach that not just, I mean, you're talking about Israel, but I'm talking about he's surrounded himself, like Pat Buchanan, he's surrounded himself with these generals, and have they influenced him in such a way that he is now going to and of course he confessed, I mean, in his own words there, that, you know, this isn't what I planned to do, but this is what I have decided I have to do.
Yes, and, exactly. And yes, and you raise a very good point, Bethan, that I didn't even think of. And yes, consider the opioid prescription epidemic in this country in so many places. Like, for example, West Virginia, it's horrible. Opioid-based prescription medication relies on opium as its raw ingredient.
Right.
Well, guess what? Right. Afghanistan is one of the biggest producers. That whole Golden Triangle area, which also includes Pakistan, I will add, that's one part of it. And the oil... Yes, get rid of Assad, which is a neocon goal, run the pipelines across northern Iraq through Syria to the port of Lakata on the Mediterranean coast, and then you have the European Union has direct access for the Med Sea to some of the most largest reserves of petroleum on the planet. It's so obvious. You were right, Bethan, it's money.
It's always money. You always have to connect the dots. It's always money. And, you know, like I said, if the American people really thought we were going to get rid of ISIS, we were going to get rid of these terrorist threats constantly plaguing us, and then get home, we'd be okay with it. Just get the job done and get home. But we know it's not been that way. We saw what happened in Vietnam. We've seen what's happened in these other wars, and we know that it's not been that way. And, William, I appreciate your call so very much. Thank you so much. I'm going to go on to the next caller. Thank you. Appreciate it. We have Dan from Illinois. Dan, how are you today?
I am doing fine. I just wanted to say I think pretty much President Trump did what he had to do. I am a supporter of his, and I know he backed up a little bit, but I'm going to tell you something. Everybody is new at that job.
Yes, they are.
You know, I remember too well what happened with John Kennedy. I am that old.
And I am too.
Well, no, you're not. You can't be. But anyway, the only ones that liked Kennedy was the portion of our population. Okay? He had the military against him. He had the CIA against him. He had everybody against him. Nobody liked him. Well, I just don't want to see the same thing happen to Trump that happened to Kennedy.
And you know, many of us look back now and we think, you know, because Kennedy was concerned about the Federal Reserve. And he talked out against it, and then he ended up assassinated. And how many people do we have, these idiots on the left and these actors calling for assassination? We had a politician here in the state of Missouri do that, and they're asking her to step down, and I think she just ought to be arrested. You don't do that. I don't care who the president is and how much you don't like him. You don't do that.
Well, and, I agree with you, but there's people that will.
Yes, they will, and they have.
You said a while ago that it's all about money, and actually it is.
Yeah.
Okay,
it does come down
to
that,
people with the money control the world, as sickening as that thought is, we're going to have to live with it till we get into a perfect world.
You know, and we have to. Well, I don't know that we're going to get into a perfect world anytime soon. But, you know, I was thinking over the weekend.
I don't know how long it'll be. Nobody does, but it will happen.
If we want change, you know, I don't think just putting the one right person in the White House is the answer.
No.
We have to change. We have to change.
Washington against him.
We have to change Congress, Republicans
right.
and Democrats. We have to start there.
Against him.
And it starts at home.
You can't be an effective president if everybody, including your own party, is against you.
Yep, you're right. I appreciate it, Dan. Thank you so much for your input. I appreciate it. Thank you. Going back to this article, the second point it says to take away, the second takeaway from the speech last night were the three conclusions. He says, I arrived at three fundamental conclusions about America's core interests in Afghanistan. First, our nation must seek an honorable and enduring outcome worthy of the tremendous sacrifices that have already been made. Second, the consequences of a rapid exit are both predictable and unacceptable. A hasty withdrawal would create a vacuum that terrorists, including ISIS and Al-Qaeda, would instantly fill, just as happened before September 11. Third, and finally, he said, I conclude that the security threats we face in Afghanistan and in the broader region are immense. Today, 20 U.S. designated foreign terrorist organizations are active in Afghanistan and Pakistan, the highest concentration in any region of the world. And we'll continue with this. We're only going to be on the third. I had something else I wanted to share with you, but your calls are welcome. Let's talk about the president's speech, 877-895-5410. And he's going to have a rally today in Phoenix, Arizona. How do you think that's going to go down? 877-895-5410. This is Beth Ann with CSE Talk Radio, and we will be right back. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment, by L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. galaxypress.com. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ yesterday about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school, whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college. The convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup store, carrying soap and shower needs back and forth. Q-tips. Cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I had some other things I wanted to share with you today, but we are running out of time, and I really want to get to these points, these takeaways from the speech last night. We're only on number three. There's only six of them. I think we can get through it here. He says, no telegraphed exit plan. You know, before, during the presidency of President Barack Obama, and even sometimes with President Bush, they telegraphed what they were going to do. This is what's going to happen. But President Trump said he repeated what he had said many times as a candidate. A core pillar, this is a quote, of our new strategy is a shift from a time-based approach to one based on conditions. I've said it many times how counterproductive it is for the United States to announce its advance the dates we intend to begin or end military operations. Conditions on the ground, not arbitrary timetables, will guide our strategy from now on. I will not say when we are going to attack, but attack we will. Our troops will fight to win. And he said, the Afghan government must do its part by making the real reforms, progress, and results necessary to bring lasting peace. The number four point was putting Pakistan on notice. Pakistan gives safe haven to terrorists, our president said last night. In Afghanistan and Pakistan, America's interests are clear. We must stop the reemergence of safe havens that enable terrorists to threaten America. And we must prevent nuclear weapons and materials from coming into the hands of terrorists and being used against us. We can no longer be silent about Pakistan's safe havens for terrorist organizations, the Taliban and other groups that pose threats to the region and beyond. Pakistan has much to gain from partnering with our effort in Afghanistan. It has much to lose by continuing to harbor terrorists. He goes on to say, India makes billions of dollars from trade with the United States, and we want them to help us more with Afghanistan. Now, when he started talking about Pakistan last night, my ears perked up because we don't hear that a lot. And it was just yesterday I was sharing the article with you about the IT guy that was employed by several there in Congress, the DNC, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And now he and some of his buddies got in there. They had very little IT experience. Some of them had a rap sheet. And they stole information as well as equipment. They stole it. And they're known, we don't know that these people did it or not, for selling that information that they steal from the U.S., intelligent information, other information, private, perhaps private information on different Congress people to blackmail. Serious stuff, people. But we're not talking about that. Mainstream media isn't talking about it. So when he talked about Pakistan, my ears perked up. Back to that article. Number five, no nation building. Now, I am all for that. Let's not be going in there and tell them they have to be this or that. You know, our Congress and the DNC and all of them, they always say a democracy, a democratic governing, as if that's a good thing. That's not what our founding fathers thought. That's why we're a republic. No nation building. We are not nation building again. We are killing terrorists. We will no longer use American military might to construct democracies in faraway lands or to try to rebuild their other countries in our own image. We are not asking others to change their way of life, but to pursue common goals that allow our children to live better lives. This principled realism will guide our decision moving forward. I like what he says there. But is that what's really going to happen? Or are those just pretty words that we want to follow? Number six, unity at home. Although the president didn't directly talk about the August 12th violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, and the political storm over his piecemeal reaction, he clearly referred to it when he said the military sense of unity should serve as an example of unity for the rest of the country. This is the quote from the president. When one part of America hurts, we all hurt. And when one citizen suffers an injustice, we all suffer together. Loyalty to our nation demands loyalty to one another. Love for America requires love for all its people. We cannot remain a force for peace in the world if we are not at peace with each other. In every generation, we have faced down evil, and we have always prevailed because we know who we are and what we are fighting. We must unite to defend America from its enemies abroad. We will push forward to victory with power in our hearts, courage in our souls, and everlasting pride in every one of you. And he was speaking to the military sitting there before him. In every generation, we have faced down evil, and we have prevailed. Because we know who we are. America no longer knows who we are. That's why we're tearing down monuments and statues. That's why in 2012, the Democrat National Committee convention booed God, not once but twice. We don't know who we are. I had an article that I was going to share with you that I'm not going to get to. It's a white supremacist. No, I'm sorry. She's not a white supremacist. She's a feminist, and she's against patriotism, and she makes a comment that I am going to share with you. that I think is an insult to every American regarding your color, regardless of your color, your gender, whoever you are. This is an insult to all of us. She claims, this professor claims, and I'll share this with you later this week, American patriotism is drenched in whiteness. How many of our black brothers and sisters lost their lives? How many Asian brothers and sisters? How many of all colors, because we're a melting pot, lost their lives or sacrificed in some way during our wars? What an insult she is to everyone, because she's a selfish feminist, refusing to stand for the national anthem, the pledge, or even God Bless America, because she doesn't love this nation. She doesn't have a home. We do. And it's up to us to bring America to that home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cedarstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSE Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSE Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSE Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSE Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.